Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March the 21st, 2026, and I am deeply grateful you chose to be with us, or with me, I should say. But in a way, it's a with us kind of thing. I'm going on with Jesse and some of the questions he has, and I'm humbly grateful. I think his questions are very poignant, and he has that sincerity about him that I deeply appreciate. His question this morning in one of his emails is, why do I want so much? I seem to want more and more, and yet I'm never satisfied. And yes, Jesse, interesting you should say that. This desire, this ambition that we have inside of us is the crux of a great problem inside of each and every one of us that is kind of immersed in this culture and society. I don't know if it's culture, but it is definitely something that goes on in our society. We are bombarded constantly by this, by that, get this, get that, all with the means of one thing. Now, if you understand this, it will help you. If you don't, if you poo-poo this, it won't help you, and you will go on the way you are. Basically, we are insecure. We are emotionally and psychologically dependent upon one idea, and that is if we get what we want, we will be happy. Happiness is a quality of consciousness. It has nothing at all to do with what I have or what I don't have, what you have, Jesse, or what you don't have. Now, to talk you into that would be Herculean on my part, and I don't have the skill, I guess, to be able to help you with that, but I do have the awareness of it because, of course, like myself, I have to go through the same things you do. There are many things that Gregory Edward purports to me, says to me inside my head, you'll be happy if this happens and blah, 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 and this will be doomsday if you don't do that, and all sorts of crazy. Our minds are connected to our bodies. Our bodies are connected to their genetics, their DNA. They make us ruthless and unkind, and we are natural born killers. We eat meat and we think nothing of it. We think there's nothing to that. It's harmless. We rationalize the whole idea of just eating meat. And the reason this is such a big deal to us is because it initiates these impulses, these very Neanderthal impulses to kill and eat. And this is a part of survival. And everyone will say, this is normal. I'm going to go get me a burger and blah, blah, blah. And they don't realize that they are being taunted by their DNA. And they don't realize that what is going on is they're being seduced by the idea of making themselves happy by having the things they want, making them believe that they got the tiger by the tail, as it were, in this world, and we don't. We are constantly being shopped. We are constantly being told we need this, that, and the other in order to be secure and happy. And with all this being said to you, it will change nothing unless you are interested in something greater than the scheme of your mind and the marketing techniques of those who prey on our insecurities as a person. And this all started when you were a little boy and you were taught that you had to pleasure and please people. Your mother, your father, and if you did, then you would get their affections, and their affections would be the love that you thought you needed to make you happy. But no matter how a person is given affection, it doesn't change anything. It either makes them entitled or it makes them want more, because there is a lack inside of us, and that lack inside of us has to do with one thing and one thing alone. We are feeling unrequited love in us. We didn't go towards the big L, the true love. So in order to feel this true love that lives within us, this authentic love that comes from the awareness that, how do I say this to you? That you are love. You simply are love. You don't need to go out and get it. You don't need it from another person. You are that which you seek. And this is way beyond the mentality of the pedestrian person who is looking to better themselves so they will be loved and have an easier life. We are not here to have an easier life. We are not here to be happy. We are here to awaken. Awaken past these assumptions and presumptions into the manner of the heart. This is all about love, Jesse. Everything we do is about love. Did I do that in the light of a great love? Whatever I'm doing, did I do that in the light of a great love? Most people cannot do that. They are not interested in it. They want to appease their ego. They appease their body. They want to feel good in their body. And that's all it matters. That's all that matters. But that is not really what matters. It is not significant. There is no significance in having my body feel good and yet doing the things that betray me as a spiritual being. And even as I use that word spiritual being, it's kind of difficult because when I use that word, it is an assumption that you can learn about your spiritual being by the dictates of knowledge, and that is not true. Knowledge is a barrier, not a bridge to yourself. And as long as you and I use knowledge as a means to understand or to believe that we understand, we will miss. There are many things people can understand intellectually, but those are not the things that you can take with you through death. And to me, Jesse, it's all about what can I take with me through death? Not what can I believe in and what can I think, but what can I take with me through death? And people don't think in terms of that. They refuse to think in terms of that because it ruins the party. They have an idea, a purport, as I call it. And in that purport, they think, if I get this and I avoid that, if this can happen, I can make it happen and not make that happen, then I'm going to be happy. And there's just no way I can help anyone, and I don't help anyone, who thinks in this kind of terminology that somehow there's something they need to do to be happy. And it just isn't going to work. And no matter what I say or any other teacher says, it isn't going to make any difference at all. Because you're still going to wind up wanting more and more. This is what desire, ambition, and pride are all about. And it doesn't go away with time. It doesn't go away with the accumulation of stuff like money and power. It doesn't go away. I know many, many people who have achieved great wealth in this world. Some of them wanted to kill themselves after. It just didn't work. Didn't bring them to what they thought they wanted or how they thought they'd live or whatever. And they made attempts to kill themselves. And of course, thank God they didn't. But the thing is, they still believe in the old idea that money and wealth, that happiness is a matter of dollars and cents and who loves you and who don't love you, baby. And that's as far as most people will ever go. It's sad, but true. Jesse, what can I say to you? Want nothing with all of your heart. Want nothing with all of your heart. If you understand that, and that's the teachings of the Buddha, you will understand what this whole discourse was about, and maybe it can help you. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you all for listening. Back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.